Welcome to the Advent Reflections Podcast. This week, we focus on the theme of hope. Within the midst of your busy day, create some space to center your mind and connect with God during these next few moments. Today, we enter the Christmas story through the reading of 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure.
It was another morning drop-off, and as was the routine, young Daniel gathered his book bag and his lunch, and he set to venture into another day of school. As he stood within the car door opening, performing his check for all things elementary, he looked back inside the car toward his faith-filled mom to get the most important things he would bring to school that day. I love you, Daniel. Have a great day. And don't forget who you are and whose you are. Who are you? And whose are you? The answer to those two questions influences everything. With a simple phrase, John in the Bible succinctly sums up the answer to each of those questions. Once estranged by sin, all who have called on the Father in the name of Christ are adopted into this heavenly family as sons and daughters of the God Most High. Through Christ, we receive an identity grounded in the greatest love and relationship we can ever know. Through Christ, we receive the right to be called children of God. That privilege also comes with a responsibility. Like those of Daniel's mom, John's words convey a depth to our identity that not only grounds who we are, but also grounds what we do. Children of God act like children of God. They talk and act like his one and only son, Jesus. For all God's children shall be like him, as it says, and all who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure. So in what ways are your words and actions a reflection, or maybe not a reflection, of the purity of Christ? In what ways does your heart, mind, and soul need to be purified? What is one thing you can do to take a step toward talking and acting more like a child of God? As the morning sunrise drops you off at life each day this coming year, may you hear God saying these words to you before venturing out. I love you. Have a great day. And don't forget who you are and whose you are. In these next moments of quiet, you're invited to meditate on this truth. I am a child of God. God, thank you for your purity and for how that purity has come into my life. Thank you that I am your beloved child. I invite you to show me where your purifying love has yet to reach. Starting today, I invite you into those spaces. Amen.
Thank you for joining today's Advent reflection. If you'd like to continue with a moment of worship, listen to the song, "The One Who Saves, O Holy Night," from the Colors of Christmas Mountain Worship album by clicking on the link in today's show notes. Until next time, may you be renewed in the hope of God's promises and strengthened with faith for today.